Lifespan: Why We Age and Why We Don't Have To. Author: David A. Sinclair. Growing old may seem a distant event, but every one of us will experience the end of life. This concept makes you seize the day. Embrace your youth. Hold on to it for as long as you can. Fight for it. But instead of fighting for youth, we fight for life, or we fight against death. But what if we could be younger, longer? This summary will present a new idea about why aging evolved and how it fits into what the author calls the information theory of aging. Also, why has he come to see aging as the most common disease, one that can be profoundly treated? Part number one, what we know about aging. There is a reason behind everything. In a fundamental level, it is hard to explain aging. We need to unify the laws of physics and all the rules of chemistry, which seem impossible. The first hypothesis was that aging is caused by DNA damaging and losing the genetic information. The second hypothesis was that radiation can cause all sorts of problems in our cells. The third hypothesis was called error catastrophe, which refers to mistakes made during the DNA copying process, leading to mutations in genes. The fourth hypothesis was that free radical damage DNA through oxidation. But science has demonstrated that positive health through antioxidant-rich diet can stimulate your body enzymes to free radical and boost health, and produce natural enzymes to work against aging. On the other hand, these hypotheses were proven to be wrong, as by going back to the first cloning experiment, it depended on old cells indeed, lost crucial genetic information, the cause of aging. If these hypotheses were true, we shouldn't be able to clone new animals from old ones. Clones would be born old in that case, as aging is not caused by mutations in nuclear DNA. We can see that crystal clear in Dolly, the cloned sheep, lived half a normal lifespan and died of progressive lung disease, but showed no sign of premature aging. Aging, quite simply, is a loss of information. Our bodies have two types of information, digital and analog. Digital, like DNA that rely on storing and copying information, while analog is about epigenetic, in which it's what orchestrates the assembly of human newborn made up of 26 billion cells from a single fertilized egg, and what allows the genetically identical cells in our bodies to assume thousands of different modalities. Aging means loss of information that leads each of us into a world of heart diseases, cancer, pain, frailty, and death. But can we reverse these things that come out of age? Yes, through regular exercise as a part of personal hygiene. Part number two, longevity now. We shouldn't accept aging as the way life goes, and we should know there will always be good and bad choices. And that starts with what we eat and what we don't. After many years of research, the key to live healthier longer is to eat with small amount, just enough food to function in healthy ways, and intermittent fasting, which is often portrayed as a new innovation in health. In one of the scientific studies, participants ate a normal diet most of time, but turned to a significantly restricted diet consisting of vegetable, energy bars, and supplements for 5 days each month. Over the course of just 3 months, those who maintained the fasting mimicking diet lost weight, reduced their body fat, and lowered their blood pressure too. Perhaps more important though, the participants had lower levels of a hormone made primarily in the liver, called insulin. The combination of fasting and exercising can lengthen your lifespan according to many researches. We are analog. Therefore, we age. Aging would be a very complicated thing to change, if we could change it at all. But once we understand what the problem is, it is an easy problem to solve. One of the reasons that scientists think it causes aging is the existence of zombie senescent cells and old tissues. Zombie cells can accelerate cancer, inflammation, and reverse aging, so the best thing to do is to kill them off. And drugs called senolytics are in development to do that. Our bodies try to kill them to prevent cancer when we are in our 30s and 40s. The first human trials of senolytics were started in 2018 to treat certain diseases, But in a few years, these drugs can be provided to everyone. But if they work, the potential is vast. Technologies to extend our lives. As we are talking now, there is a regular-sized ring you can wear on your finger to monitor the heart rate, body temperature, and movements. This technology used to be for elite people, but now it costs a few $100s and can be ordered by anyone online, and that will drive you to change your lifestyle and your health patterns. In the future, there will be biosensing wearables, small devices at home, and implants that will optimize our health and save lives. An AI-assisted video conference doctor will send an ambulance, a nurse, or medicines to your door. The future applications only require proactive data entry and tracked only a few metrics. The author predicts that bio-tracking won't just tell you when your heart rate is up or your level in some vitamins is low. It will tell you when your bodies are under attack. Part number 3. Longevity interventions to come. Saving more lives lead to overpopulation and unused resources. After species was almost driven to extinction 74,000 years ago up until 1900, the population grew at small rate each year. By 1930, our species was increasing its numbers at 1% each year. By 1970, due to improvements in food production globally, the rate was 2% each year. The author assumes that 2% might not seem like a lot, but it added up fast. It took more than 120 years for our population to move from 1 billion to 2 billion. But after reaching that mark in 1927, it took just 33 more years to add another billion, and then 14 years to add another. Besides, United Nations demographers anticipate that our total global population will plateau, reaching 11 billion people by the year 2100, then stop and drop from there. This assumes that most people will continue to live longer on average, but still die in their 80s. Most people tend to significantly overestimate the impact of death on population growth. Consequently, saving more lives won't lead to overpopulation, as if we were to stop all deaths all over the world, we would add about 150,000 people to our planet each day. That would be 55 million people each year. That might sound like a lot, but it would be less than a single percentage point. It's still an increase, but it's not the sort of profound growth many people should work to encounter the idea of slowing aging. So overall, our population might continue to grow, but more slowly and not at all in the explosive ways we experienced in the past century. Tackling aging and how we spend public money. Medical research would almost halt without money, and here are some examples of the most critical diseases that are being researched. Heart disease gets $1.7 billion for a disease that affects 11.7% of the population. Cancer gets $6.3 billion to impact 8.7%. Alzheimer's disease gets $3 billion for a disease that impacts 3% at most. Obesity, which affects 30% of the population and reduces lifespan by over a decade. The author declared with sorrow that U.S. spent a tiny amount of money to discover the biology of aging while investing in other researches and diseases. And he insisted that aging is a disease that kills like 90%. However, aging isn't recognized as a disease in any nation. Besides, universal access to technologies that prolong vitality won't fix every problem associated with income equality, but it's a good start. Death with dignity. The way most of us die is barbaric. We go through a long period of decline, and we have come up with ways to extend the period of pain, grief, and even more, confusion and fear. We pass on. It often comes as a relief to those who love us. This is not the only way we should meet our end, though. Some scientists talked about the concept of death with dignity. Whatever we call it, we force people to travel great distances often when they are already suffering in one way or many to put an end to their lives peacefully. Where physicians-assisted suicide is illegal and journey to a clinic in Switzerland where it is awful and safe. It's hard to choose between dying in a foreign land and committing such a crime as their last act on Earth. Right now, The majority of the money we spend on medical care is spent fighting diseases. But when we are able to treat aging, we will be tackling the biggest driver of all diseases. Effective longevity drugs will cost nothing compared to the cost of treating the disease they will prevent. While the adoption of earth-saving technologies will free up money and human capital that are currently wasted and invest money needs to renew investments in people and technologies. Epilogue. There are many researches trying to slow, stop, or reverse aging, but nothing is handful to convince people to listen politely about aging as a disease and the ways of treatment. The author assures that there is vast effort and brilliant army of researchers try to prove that there is enormous change in human aging is coming soon. Some people think it can't be done, but they are the same kind of people who said vaccine couldn't work and human couldn't fly. It does work, and we managed to fly.